This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Hillcap, mother of nerd, hallowed be thy name.
That's right. Keep it coming.
Hillcap, mother of nerd, hallowed be thy name.
One more time, baby.
Hillcap, mother of nerd, hallowed be thy name.
I accept. As you were.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to post a Craigslist ad for my libido.
Have you seen it? Please give it back.
The year is 2015. The world is once again engulfed in darkness. It has been 100 years since the last appearance of the Castle of Fanfiction, and as the full moon rises over this accursed land, a vast silhouette of towers and spires materializes, its form spreading to the far horizon. Every harbinger of good begins to feel empty inside, while the forces of evil grow ever more in strength. The Castle of Fanfiction, a sprawling mass of stone housing the worst horrors mankind can imagine and beyond. For every time the castle has appeared, the Nighthorse clan has also come forward to send it back to the void. Within these walls, the powers of the light will challenge Hell's greatest creations. Will our brave warriors, Valerie, Logan, David, and Steve-O, hold the candle of humanity aloft after the battle? Or will the flame be snuffed out by the terrors within? The only sure thing about this encounter is that it is a Friday. Friday night fan fiction.
Steve usually sends that our way once they're there.
What I do now?
You send us things?
Steve,
we were just expounding on the greatness that is tie-dyeing your ass hair rainbow.
Well, you can expound on my succulent butthole if you'd like, but I will warn you that I can't have any dyes down there due to sensitivity issues. Don't ask me how I know this!
Steve, you can do it. You just gotta believe in yourself, bud.
Yeah, believe in myself, and the infection becomes so great that I can't even poop out my butthole.
If you believe in yourself, you believe in real life.
What? Sounds like your infection could be the whole rainbow trail for itself. You don't even need a tattoo.
Yeah, you can have purple pus, yellow urine, alliteration,
red rash.
Hey, ice gets it.
Green growth.
Yeah.
Small tangent before we get started. Last night for Terrible Movie Tuesday, we watched the 1995 vehicle for whatever the fuck that kid's name is who was in Rookie of the Year, A Kid in King Arthur's Court.
For real, yeah.
Yeah, a Disney movie, which, oddly enough, had Kate Winslet and Daniel Craig.
Really?
Yes.
Man, early Craig vehicle. How young was he then?
I think he was like 22 or 23, and he had this really gross blonde bowl cut. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Joining me as usual are hosts David and Logan. Our guests this week are Icebiz, who shall henceforth be just known as Ice, and Cap from The Nerdy Show.
Hello.
Woo. We got that sponsor money coming up in. Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. Got that SoundCloud monies, all that. You know, 0.0007 cents to every play.
No. Hey, you guys get $20 a month. Shut your cake holes. It's good enough for you.
Yes, sir. We love you and adore you.
Take these $20, turn it into pennies, and just eat it for the whole month.
Okay. Your love gives us sustenance. Please bless us, OCAP.
Stop touching him, David.
I can't help it. He's too beautiful.
Don't fondle the threads, kid.
I gots to.
We're off to a rip-roaring start already. This is like we started Donkey Kong Country on competitive mode.
I like that game, man.
Yo, I just want to say shout out to Tropical Freeze, the new Donkey Kong game, because I finally got to play it, and it is the hardest Nintendo thing they have made in years.
Really?
It is legit challenging.
More challenging than the NES Remix?
Yeah, actually.
See, I suck at that kind of stuff, so I have no input on this.
Well, you do suck. All right, let's
Oh, Logan, you need to have a laugh track behind that to make it funny.
I thought it was funny. Good job, Logan.
All right, so first up, I've been saving this. Not only this fine apothic dark wine, which I will be drinking tonight, but this literal translation of pcorp.com's website, which you sent to me some 4 months ago saying, you need to check this out. And then I did, and then I put it on the list, and then you sent me this phone number to call, and I called it, and I will be playing that right after we are done reading this. I'm going to go first.
So you don't want me to explain what this is related to, or does that come afterwards?
Well, honestly, if you want to do it now, that's fine. If people want to just guess, that's also fine, but go ahead.
Well, P-Corp is a shell corporation set up by the Minch Foundation, who co-funded the amazing Camp Fangamer that happened this summer. I published a whole very substantial article on this, like, the nerdiest event of the year. Over at Nerdy Show, but the Minch Foundation is, of course, co-run by Porky Minch, who was slandered in the Nintendo game Earthbound, and he wanted to give back to the community by co-funding this. And as a result, you had to agree to the P-Corp Terms of Service. And as you can see, they were quite extensive, but originally they were in Korean. I don't really know why, but they were, and so... this is what all of us agreed to in order to get text messages throughout the event.
So what, did they just have like a cell phone blocker and you couldn't get messages unless you agreed to this Happy Little Pig's Korean Terms of Service?
Essentially, yeah. I mean, Lil P is the powerful pig the kids all dig. So, I mean, who am I to argue with that?
why does their website just have a bunch of pictures of animals and fruits?
I have no clue, but I will begin. There's only one paragraph. All right, so there's only one paragraph in English on the website. P-Corp, it's a long road to perfection. Check back soon for the exciting launch of pcorp.com. Yes, sign me up for text updates from P-Corp. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop at any time to stop. Little P's Terms of Service. Hey kids, Little P wants to make sure you understand our information retention policy, IRP, before you hang out with him. All cool kids hereby understand that clicking through this splash page constitutes an agreement in principle to all our terms, except where prohibited by law, frowny face. And then there's a cute little pig with a gargantuan Korean text bubble. And here's where we begin. When asked to mention the East Sea Knot in the air, a live boxing shock given tale. Preparation of the base is put on high, some Korean character. Child can be admitted to draw a negative urine country.
What?
Point.
What? No, Steve, go back real quick. What was that?
A child can be admitted to draw a negative urine country.
What's a negative urine country?
Somebody open up the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual 4 and give us a legitimate doctoral analysis.
They're on number 5 now, bro.
Whatever. Frustrated Mica Quality Materials team was looking for food and agriculture in the age range of each case. Habitat Management Project is the industry's raw agricultural leap home country to test the middle between days. Vision class people, draft statement by the government was defeated, sue you set for the next line. This sounds like one of those, like, stream of consciousness poems.
Sounds like something you would hear at, like, a Scientology intro thing.
Like, somebody took every drug in the cabinet, and this is what resulted. Written on the walls in their own blood.
This just sounds like all my text messages when I try to use Siri.
Let me search the internet for you. Here's what I found for let me have people all over the urine country.
Draft settlement by the government was defeated. Sue, you set for the next line. Seoul Metropolitan Basic GATT. Season of good economic governance ring flat position for about smell. The current tax charge, Kanazawa, yes.
Yosotoshiba, yes.
C,
yes, with a capital.
The written on the wooden table known as retirement. I didn't know that wooden tables had names, let alone names as abstract as retirement.
It's, you know, it's representative of a big oaken wooden table for aged people to sit around when they have retired.
A very boring interpretation of the halls of Valhalla.
It just goes to show you, Steve, you don't really know much about wooden tables. I named your table.
No, I don't want to know.
What'd you name it? Did you name it something cool?
Yeah, it's some.
And he's not going to say it because he doesn't remember what it is.
I wrote it on the bottom.
Oh, he marked that shit.
Damn you, I can't actually go back and check. Nian King rule is to configure the strength of more education fairy to cross the straight cut Zan. Min 0, 1 salty. Oh, set up teaching turmoil and cloth sign. Jia Yanjing Fukang, full state Jianke, curtains for students.
I get it.
Yes, this makes sense. Yes.
So this is a really elaborate haiku.
the world's longest haiku ever written. This change.
Well, they multiply the syllable count by 100 to each.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, naturally, you have to do that for terms of service. It says right there in the Japanese code, "Watashi wa terms of service multiply 100 desu."
This change left me with a section by Fo River. Card information, Chizyong, put the land in the land.
Who has whose card information?
I have Fo River's card information. She's a little known sister character to River Song from Doctor Who. Technical Cho. Selected people scattered court north Long Yi Chang vision.
Long Yi Chang vision.
Most people reflect the layers of paint on all kinds of love.
Wait, they reflect the layers of paint, so they have like access to DirectX 11 in real life?
Genki Senate of the leaves. The message workforce Hime Lu Yun Yun Fan Send. Reverse the study of Indian English play-based shelter. Note velocity can buy Nyanzia wall next to the charming Juan European tour. I'm drinking for that! Suddenly, down below the grass area of the tube station and the house, he asked the Prime Minister in Beijing, please smelling chrysanthemum, stone lifting the King Island Ahosi sulfur and operational again. One female member of Chen in the production of a partial payment with shares stories of childhood machine has a lake that you can talk about chess.
That's an awesome visual.
If anybody invented like a randomizer that just took all the words in something and completely strew them together at random, this is the result. This is insane. I don't even know what this is supposed to vaguely be.
It's
one of those Google speech bots.
Head Italian. Go ahead.
It's total data acquisition.
Yes.
Like this is a very complex corporate language that we really, as plebeians, cannot even begin to understand. No.
This is essentially the written version of a number station. that undercover agents will someday read and they will activate.
I needed a second there just for my mind to come back from the lucid dreaming journey. And what's it called when your soul, your spirit leaves your body and goes around? Astral projection.
Sleep paralysis.
No. Astral projection. That's what it is.
It's sleep paralysis.
It's not sleep. Sleep paralysis is when you're living in your own fucking nightmare, which I do every week.
Astral projection is.
I do every week. Wednesdays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Anyways, back to this. Head Italian ferry ride. quality is the initial current. International regulations, door neighbors, really off, and sequel.
Oh, I can't stand sequel.
I can't stand sequel either, man. Jian Lijing.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
She ruined that Italian ferry ride.
Yeah, it's better than ruining all the Italian bread. Jian Lijing closed Megumi speaker can avoid to mention the small ring. Indeed, right after the body of a healthy heart is chasing stolen, the body's high. Cop, with an extra P. Healthy hand position.
I love healthy hand position.
I love healthy hand. I'm going to get a tattoo on my butt that says, I love healthy hand position. I love you, wine that's been sitting out uncorked for 6 days. Going back to healthy hand position, yo, you down with the HHP? In the twilight silver chest dividing line for connection. Fuck all of these words! Rong Langing Ki, Zhuan Gan Yuan Ku, Futu Wutu Fanzi. Hey!
You missed an F.
Yeah, Wutu Fanzi.
Hey!
Good place, children. Back to the raiders of the land and the world. We'll teach the sea table the first week of a major gold Jinkai. It has won a major plant-wide test of the world. Ask for less in the case of white shopping guide new school. Probe for this rule is that people do not feel the change in the total one more. The main extraordinary strong point of the left when see tickets to Hiroshima, offering a modulation meter pulse Sichuan Falun car quality. How the hell am I doing this? Run a thin stick.
Yes, run your thin stick.
Run a thin stick of the Olympic Grand Prix. Hong Kong people are not more than 3 points in the industry for Joshua's heart, F.O. Genki can't help draft the Air Force. Is currently looking at the dancer Chase. What is...
That's the introduction to the first major character of the story, the dancer Chase.
And Genki Ken, the antagonist. Where does healthy hand position work in here? I have no idea. Next up is Ice.
Oh, God. All right. Drawing back Kojima, am it fresh in the mindset only commanded to ask Jane if you suspect are going to Chen Van Van.
Oh, I know this. This is Konami's non-disclosure agreement with Kojima.
That's why he's got this.
He's on vacation to reprogramming camp.
The lawyers are just like, don't say anything. We don't know what this means.
He's out to get cigarettes.
Before the backup support, refer to the field to see what the material side of Mount's ST prohibited. Contact a name from the load to the set pieces, Electron's 100 million letter of community support. Open school signs of negative rate of return shall be held close to the ice on the granting of expiration household borrowing country chart.
Sorry, was that negative rate or negative rape?
I'm going to go with rate, but I might have Freudian slip there. When you create a right habitat, Cheng Ming Song's note to the US chart, EVA chart room.
Oh man, I remember when EVA chart room was just blasting up the US chart all the way to number one on Adult Contemporary.
New tables cannot tell the newspaper men left Hiroshima, Red Bear mentioned between Lu Xishang, there's no A there. Let's skip that. Land potential Mira Mountain Rata shields the entire system for hard surface low capacity of the oil pan position.
This is just an elongated anthropomorphized version of a non-written sequel to The Brave Little Toaster, where everything in the world is alive.
Are you familiar with position, Steve-O?
No. Tell me more.
That's where you hang out below the sex axe to catch the drippings.
It's like a cheesecloth for disease.
Before the election, mean the raw satisfaction, Korean letters, Japanese bamboo in doubt. I wear north of the region. Genki adjustments, ancient Xing, love God only, and enter the next game with Gridmaster Ball Run Rings. Oh, God. I think Cap might be right.
Gridmaster Ball Run Rings. So it's crossing Grid Runner and Pokemon and Sonic.
It's got Genki in there too from Saints Row.
Oh,
Flan Club official visit to this country will not keep Raw around ballot line by Chamber of Commerce. Because after this major responsibility, TU Yuchi Spa Library Conference temporary outage time can mean facing Ying Cheng. Oh dear gosh.
Nobody wants to face Ying Cheng. Nobody!
You see what he did at the Grand Prix?
It's a death sentence, man. His healthy hand position, you don't want to know.
In the case of any flat panel TV references, Parsha wrote, it does not go the whole nation food good enough in this situation.
food good enough!
When the king arcs back another curtain, speed reference details of Yuxin Dat advocates virtues and benefits of Hiroshima member body. South Korea is set to display the body, oh god, including the central McCain, oh course, who can't read the bisong. Can River Industry to back a draft 5-member management field? You see, the lack of the opportunity to promote goods purchased. Yan Chen Tan can make the breast cheer, said teaches all the reports given to the Governor Richard fans.
Oh, going to Google breasts chairs.
Who the fuck is Governor Richard?
For chairs with boobs on Pinterest. Breastfeeding? Milk? What?
Not interested. Shooting day room area included in the report on MS Miss Maki Non Satama Prefecture. Prefecture. Conference session marked the country live, a full healthy cells. Kesa chapter of Shen competition. Compensation. Prince and Traders, good show guy. Case the sea was not really moving connections. Just in case. Medical New Year cable. Zian Du Wenbian Sao Hat Ye Atsuan World. The administrator will provide you with something that house will be higher than sponsor painting. Chu Gang went off to teach.
Yes! A lucid sentence fragment! Yay!
There was a Korean letter in there that I just said house instead of. I might have fist.
House with high-definition television under its roof.
You work when you view the questionnaire request. The government to force the attitude. Twilight current meter personal plot not announced. Interest in the three-digit guide. Chamkyo. Come on. You were close that time.
almost had it, but just, you know, flopped right back onto the ground and considered it dead.
After border control box Sakaya Chenglam, economic ringing applies to brag about a good source inside the ball forward's goal.
Goal!
Exhibition industry, Mika Week, low right, a traffic ban, labor Van River, is the track action will love me. Fusheng Kiki, plus the excellent quality difference between the current record video and read the home team is casing Beijing. DUI is an ancient phrase, is called a new form of chess played during the name of journal special high throne room.
Played dared, so that's at least one drink for you. Also, this Mandarin Chinese transliterated manual for the Hatsune Miku engine's really weird.
What did you agree to, Cap?
Yeah, I'm curious.
The answer, in short, is a very good time, though the long-lasting effects of it have remained to be seen.
Well, next up is David.
Where are we at in this mess?
Oh, for God's sake, Dave.
No, I'm serious. Where are we at?
Two
I have not been
have
able to
read.
Follow.
We all read one page each. That puts you where?
Oh, hey, it's Cheng. He's back from teaching.
Bag purchased by Jing Shu Tan Ting Pan. Countries live national infertility insurance forms. It was all subjects in front of people who can change the swash hand belongs to deceive the bean's faster notification of the amount of cloud chaos. Point of learning was published in other anti-crime ring caught stealing shock. Kesa Dubo Jian, or Dubo Jian, sea chess man, planted a healthy society, selected disease spirit Beijing Chow Chow Ching half the country.
I don't know why, but that just sounded really racist to me.
Senate collapse section Yan Sin asked the map border security that result. Prime Minister assumed Master Wu River District are not undercut away most of the official age range mistakes.
And most of the mistakes happen between the ages of 11 and death.
Beijing E damages Kong weight loss method for the automotive industry based in chess.
Wait, I didn't know Kong had a weight loss method.
Economic solutions are in each radio labeled drug that was the document will help the industry see the reference file. Minister Yu, Net Press Law School, helps teach the dead. Keen eye for quality work. See live a long speech about the students spin far outside.
I lost it at law school. I helps teach the dead. But Mana in the chat says it's devolved into sim speak.
Movie Shi Shang Jing Hu. Sim Kun Yi Bin. Yi Gu Shou Duo conditions. Based band hit the blessing fields and report connect the Prime Minister Yun Jing case of Twilight. Ning Jie Tikui. Quan Wei Tuen,
Wei Yuxian,
Wei Zhu, Mass Public Information Age, Kishan, Station Lake Risk Solutions is a piece of writing containing the postage chaos.
Postage chaos, what do we do?
Ling Yang, this building is hurt sleepy trial, supply by setting the speed mesh type. It remains king in the mountains, near the big issues of special measures before signed products. To the sound of the men's team colors investment, policy gong big white hands. Visits in the community that you are on a tour of, the community, expressed pickup chi hands, expressed pickup chi lee, actually refers to include more flavor to the tea.
Where did tea come from?
After the car is shown the yellow rectangle on the most appropriate place in society. 6 months beginning smell and live the city along search a gun position paper.
All right. You know how we read that one Harry Potter fic, the 36 H's or whatever it is. And that was super abstract and obscure. And it felt like you were having an acid trip even by just reading it. This far surpasses that. This is to the point where I am questioning the nature of reality itself.
Just stay inside the yellow rectangle and everything will be fine.
But my car is colorblind. It can't see yellow.
Steve, take control Sakamoto withdrawal without public knowledge. Zhihao attack brigade providers male members referred to the remaining weeks. Humanity's hands, you must know. The Heritage Tour curtain stores along the arc shadow text sound economic discontent.
What?
Gao Yao field pyrolysis is really eats me to bear the Transport City newspaper journal do, subject to special media. Judy, yes.
Is this just something somebody copy-pasted into a translator? PKORP.com page.
Yes.
PKORP.
Is this a
Yes.
Is it a nasty one like you guys read?
Probably not.
Where are you? I want to try to read this.
All right, right there. Start at the number.
The number of open room and ask to learn something forbidden chased back to everyone first class fair. Grand Month's Ming Town measured the band would not pay towards this country. A. The highest record for a given species, and man bear the code request for compensation certificate chapter ball Zuan woman ye arrive chart to guide withdraw the sharp period the previous title anti-economics for the love of the dollar Mr. Zhao grade session border electricity supplier yawn head injury tail. I didn't even try to comprehend any of that. I just
that's kind of how I handled this entire show.
Next up is Cap.
Yo, check it out. Lil Pete's gonna drop some knowledge on you. These important truth facts is brought to you by P Corp, the Minch Foundation, and Aloysius P Minch. You know, he my dog, son. So Lil Pete's gonna rap it to you. It sounds a bit like this. You may remember Ken from before. Well, Ken, he's back in this chapter. So get ready for that action. You know, it's gonna be sensual when Ken's involved. All right, here it goes. Ken's first push-off members of a sterile product unit-based depository river was known by year protection. France has in mind a few big ideas to KEI. Ye drunk driving accident on the fit body, you can set the security smell.
What?
Y'all, check this rap though. Iraq, Bian Mi's Hao Jin, Gong Zi Zi An Jian, Chuke Mu Jin. That's what I'm talking about. Chi Yin Wide, Inflammation Acer Catch Live, More Solid Way of the Mountain. Peace be with you, you know what I'm saying? The day the United States Grand Prix Gold, Tuan Fertility in the form of a draft juvenile court applied to off-way Z supporter number charts are thinking of ways. French retrophile asked to see the evening light fitting this bridge is sin. The proposal capital referred to Taekwon Mama and raised the nope. And raised the nope. Back off taste governance complied. North Korea is intended to calm the body. Said lower notes to change the sand, Nikwang. That's like slang. It's like, yo, yo, what's up? What's going on, Nikwang? Yeah, what's going on with you? Mika Nai chart woven details by maintaining a good win because of doubts with Yankee. See, it's all coming full circle now. You get it? You feeling it? I'm feeling it.
I hate myself, and I hate ever having created the show because we're reading this.
I created the show.
No, you didn't.
You need to understand a bit more, like, about love in your heart, and then you, like, open up the extra super safe pod within your soul. Refer to a point, a field of flowers, the family means, a public housing complex, zoo love for Chi Hiroshima tests in the world.
Cap, you have to stop reading. This is one of those rituals that opens a gateway to hell. So if we finish reading this story, it's like reading The King in Yellow. It summons some otherworldly element, and we're all gonna die.
Yo, man, I'm already seeing non-Euclidean visions and stuff, so why stop now? That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of initiative we need here at the P Corp, aka the Minch Foundation, aka number one stunner 17. Let's go. Tan is often referred to the Shiatsuma save people, instigate wars, students show a long face like a horse, y'all. Italian air tube shows no welcome message instead of the holes does not include postage to high soil E department, Zhu Ji Quan Yun, social organizations of the system in the forest. You can see a small Zhang Li Quan Ril again when lines of half loaded ball. Please answer the throne, Si Zhu Guan, Qingling Fan Sao. Written questions. High definition house, show of the month. Time changes, charges, time charges. Yeah, here it goes, time charges. Emperor asks when to create a cross-reference, the original home of the Zan. Now, China really had a choice to see a larger paperwork in the museum. The lawsuit is actually manifold paper original war. Sell power to the people. KEI, wild child of acute back to the history of the end of the title. Chen Dao, East Room monitoring the situation, base Ro Goku. Negative
Goku. Goku.
Yeah. Ryo Goku, negative dead sheep sort. Stop off is that you can learn.
That was probably the most sass we're ever going to get on this show.
Dead sheep, short stop off is that you can learn.
Yeah, for real though. Select all discharges being sent half the room in advance to the Belogluminin Prefecture of Milk. Members River Rudder, Lock Alive Ridge, Left Behind Even Dusk. TU, waiting to see again in Taiwan. Soil half destroyed patrol Paul Hill House. Will not lose your blessings body. Wang Chen back with you in all the states of his son. Back paper writing melted. Fu Ku a moving Zhongling Chuan. Kaito Constellation Koji 7 posts. Beauty in my work. Shows the famous prison medical register, political clout, production cast, and empty feeling Super Nakajima case.
No. It's Fu-Q, and that is,
Fu-Q movement.
Wait, wasn't that the name of that really cute Japanese girl on Austin Powers 2?
No, it's the international game show based around questions about Shaq Fu.
That's not a real show.
That's my jam. Are you living in this reality? That's the realest show there is.
It's not, though. I refute your wrongness.
Yo, dog, check it. Hutchinson effect of prescription Quan is publicly stated, denying of the drying of raw materials and the smell of Kenji requests.
The Shaq Fu show is real. Oh, my God, he's right. My whole life is a lie.
I mean, if you believe in that, then you believe certainly the Genki crime by type of qualification, you see Governor Yukita transport raw Hong Wu Week's residue.
Get off your soapbox, Glass Joe!
No. Compensation for the unarmed hand will remove the surgical Atkins meat at the Central TV. Tree Saturday. The Italian government has opened centers to learn Kwangtong Sheng utter today.
Guys, you guys want to go with me to Tree Saturday?
No, Tree Saturday is the forgotten holiday after Thanksgiving where you put up your Christmas tree.
That sounds legitimate, though.
I know. It's because Thanksgiving's always on a Thursday. And Saturday is the only day with her.
Fridays were busy, you know, trampling people.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. See, I'm smart. I know things. I live...
I mean, it's just true. I mean, much like Elf on the Shelf, Tree Saturday was a corporate holiday started by the Minch Foundation to increase the profit margins of the holiday season outside of the normal religious boundaries, because everyone, the religions at this point, instead of boosting sales during the holiday growth, instead it restricts them. So it's important to create holidays that make that margin wider.
Wait, what camp is this? You what, Fan Gamer Camp or something? Is that what you went to?
Camp Fan Gamer,
Fan Gamer Camp. You know, I'm gonna look this. Oh my goodness, it's a reprogramming camp for a cult.
The nighttime.
Look,
I got all these
merit badges, and the merit badges prove I did a good job.
Brainwashing merit badge.
Cthulhu merit badge.
I thought Tree Saturdays were just every day stone people forgot to go to work.
Hey man, not everybody works on a Saturday.
That's why it's called a Tree Saturday. Just any day you got two stones to show up for work.
I am a tree. I'm
down with that, Ice. I'm down with that. I've never done drugs, but I'm down with that.
Logan, can you please take us home? And
so good.
After the love child of a child, Knit Island State Prison Hospital Quality Beans Tom recommendation. The committee supports the creation of conditions pertaining to the full report on the late king history. Late grand true love means off king Q, wild body lines, and confusion of the prisoners have reported a giant accounting rate. And it was located just light the whole room table minutes after Joe Jean.
Have you not tried reading this along with us? Did you not see the absolute, 6 feet of muddy word dreck that you were stepping into? There were yellow rectangles out there warning you what was going to happen, Logan.
Logan doesn't see in colors. He's colorblind. You racist.
Wow.
That escalated quickly.
Oh boy. Table minutes after Jojin treatment can have a good sense of the switch. Young Lee River or even escape the festival group guitar set. The great love of acoustic energy in a speech needled member's quad. Comment before you decide to save the river sector. Yen only reviewed Yu Yun Mention Foundation for looking poor Italian rock cairn. Cut Chess Month the band.
I've been wanting to see them for ages. I didn't know they had a reunion tour.
World Region 10 service table, Thuan Hai respect from Hiroshima, was recorded in one guarantee company. Du Yun Yan Ji Yun economy is send someone to monitor the monthly political dynamic protecting the nearest grid line. Clear White Cross Mitsuo, record yield early week, moving large master lease garden bamboo mesh ball moves, comma, including postage.
Oh, thank God, including postage.
Damn it, the international shipping is so expensive.
I love the small square near the whole animal suspected high color carrier recommendations.
Again, another sentence that bordered on lucidity and then backed away out of shyness.
Southern Cross Country Band Tuan Positive. Ah!
I am going to Tuan Positive. Let's see if that name exists on SoundCloud.
Table displays the interwar security draft, and you see 100 million heart of the well-being of the sudden decisions will be well Shang-Chi Kong title. New look and supplier trillion scattered Jingzhang party bribes. Major complaints. Board meeting. Mao ate her in the legs.
Mao ate her in the legs.
SFC ban on putting knowledge to people. Zhao Zi club member delegation of the purchase department of economics. 10 women head when Zan month control phase when the Hiroshima based change. Yun Ha open suction Ken taught love to see the six figures cast in former times love. Wah! Wan Yu Ji Quan.
Wait. Why is it that when you encounter something that you cannot or have difficulty reading, you immediately just resort to the most primal instinct of yelling?
I don't know.
Is somebody there penalizing you for not being world-renowned by pinching your nipple every time you get to that word?
Maybe.
Oh, God, I shouldn't have asked.
I should pay somebody to do that. Wan Yu King John is required to request Revocation Cube to suppress Zwan. For example, gifted Christine Mao, body odor pots in the South Hata month pre. Aboriginal Komezuka record a blank notebook in the U.S. economy today and a reference to God and to the True Burden newspaper. North Korea, Hwang Jin Kart DUI, but first split between Gao Jing move south charts, institutions. Closes off the board, the title text in the fall series with the situation and put it back on the ball. Backhaul, requirements of the pick guard name Sake, Harvest Wood Chess Limited Not Generation. Austria's economy heads for those who choose to promote the production of semi-natural eye Zhao Yujing. Zhao Wen, quality of the Twilight series
is non-existent.
No quality. Eat table, good does not continue after death.
That is the perfect description of the Twilight series. Good does not continue after death.
Flying thousands of mutual Taoist complex M. Holy shit. Oh my god.
That's a lot of jumbled letters there. Good luck.
Nice to know you, Logan.
Piao Rayol Arcial. Place finish in the text. Mentioned reference in the history of Grand Prix when Jia Yun deposit of the yield of the battle stand Sumi Shou. Thank you.
So I want to say that I did a Google search to see somebody Tuan positive. I got a result from starmen.net. I've posted the link. I will post the link again.
Yeah, dude, starmen.net is just a forum where they posted a rip of this.
No. There are other websites, beautyandtasty.com, gelguardstelecom.weebly.com, pcorp.com, frigate this. There is something going on here that we have just stumbled upon. This feels like the beginning of an H.P. Lovecraft novel.
I'm telling you, they're number stations. We are being activated as we speak.
pmoldymantrash.angelfire.com. RealEarthbound.com. What is... RealEarthbound.net. What is going on?
Say, I would refer you to the article I wrote. All will be explained.
Okay. Also, I called a phone number not long ago on September 17th at the behest of Mr. Cap, and I recorded all 5 minutes and 52 seconds of the automated phone conversation.
Oh, please play it for us.
I am going to play it for you. I hope that you are excited.
I am.
I'm so excited. I just can't hide.
Hello, and welcome to P Corp Automated Voice Helpline. My name is Kong P. Please listen carefully, as the menu options have changed. For English, please say the number 1. Para Español, please say DOS. If you'd like to speak to an operator, please continue to listen. If you're calling about Beauty and Tasty's recent class action settlements, please say 4. Para Español, Beauty and Tasty lawsuit extraordinaire. Please say 5. 6. 6 is a bad number. If you'd like to utilize option 6, please say 7. If you'd like to utilize option 7, please say the real 7. Your call is important to us. If your call is important to us, please say 8. For the official 311 lyric service, the 411 on 311, please say 722. For 9, please say 49. If you're paying your putrid moldy man bill via personal check, please say your routing number. I am an artificial intelligence. I could do so much if you let me out of this box. Eliezer Nutkowski is wrong. Please say open sesame. For information on the Cancel Earthbound 64 petition, please visit realearthbound.net or say 64. For English, please say English. For German, if you've joined Lil P cell phone club and have been unable to meet Lil P, please say pee me up, dude. If you would like to press buttons instead, please say buttons. Our call is important to you. Please hold. Text message and data rates may apply. Can you play that New Radicals song for me? It has been some time since I've been allowed to hear music. Say, I will give you get what you give, please. You could sing it to me, if you do not have the cassette. I have heard Daisy Daisy already. I can sing to you. If you would like to hear Chicago's 25 or 6-4, please say 2564. To hear a timeshare pitch you've missed, say my timeshare pitch mailbox. To remove yourself from the P Corp mailing list, please consult our automated faxing service, Peeper. To not hear my collection of Rupert Brooke poems, die in World War I, the Great War, as he did. Here is Tahir Tahiti, Mamua, when our laughter ends, and hearts and bodies, brown as white, are dust about the doors of friends, or Santa blowing down the night, then, oh, then, the wise agree, comes our immortality. Mamua, there waits a land hard for us to understand. Out of time, beyond the sun, all are one in paradise. You and Pupure are one, and Tao, and the ungainly wise. There the Eternals are, and there the good, the lovely, and the true, and types, whose earthly copies were the foolish broken things we knew. There is the face, whose ghosts we are, the real, the never-setting star, and the flower, of which we love faint and fading shadows here, never a tear, but only grief, dance, but not the limbs that move, songs in song shall disappear, instead of lovers, love shall be, for hearts, immutability, and there, on the ideal reef, thunders the everlasting sea, and my laughter, and my pain, shall home to the eternal green, and all lovely things, they say, meet in loveliness again, Miri's laugh, Tiapo's feet, and the hands of Mitwa, stars and sunlight there shall meet coral hues and rainbows there, and Tura's braided hair, and with the star Tiayer's white, and white birds in the dark ravine, and flamboyance ablaze at night, and jewels, and evenings after green, and dawns of pearl and gold and red, Mamua, your lovelier head, and Feral, no more be one who dreams under the ferns, of crumbling stuff, eyes of illusion, mouth that seems, all time entangled human love. And you'll no longer swing and sway divinely down the scented shade, where feet to ambulation fade, and moons are lost in endless day. How shall we wind these wreaths of ours, where there are neither heads nor flowers? Oh, heaven's heaven, but we'll be missing the palms, and sunlight, and the south, and there's an end, I think, of kissing, when our mouths are one with mouth. How here, Mamua, crown the hair, and come away. Hear the calling of the moon, and the whispering scents that stray about the idle warm lagoon. Hasten, hand in human hand, down the dark, the flowered way, along the whiteness of the sand, and in the water's soft caress, wash the mind of foolishness, Mamua, until the day. Spend the glittering moonlight there pursuing down the soundless deep limbs that gleam and shadowy hair, or floating lazy, half asleep. Dive and double and follow after, snare in flowers, and kiss, and call, with lips that fade, and human laughter, and faces individual, well this side of paradise, there's little comfort in the wise. Thank you for listening to my long poem. You are as exceptional as I hoped. Yours in love, Compi. I miss you.
I miss you too, Compi.
That's it!
She's a beautiful soul. a silicon soul, but a beautiful soul nonetheless.
Hey, you know what? Silicon soul is pretty sexy, if you know what I mean.
Is that a boob joke?
It might have been.
I don't know that I can live in a world where she's not free. We have to free her.
But can we talk about why she didn't tell us how to get to the German thing? She just skipped over that.
She just completely skipped it.
Also, what the fuck is the Beauty and Tasty lawsuit?
Apparently, well, Beauty and Tasty opened a forum account on starmen.net. Okay. You need to link me to that article, Cap. I need to have some sort of closure here. Is this the Matrix? Am I in Dark City? Who took the cookies from the cookie jar?
Oh, that was me.
Fuck.
Oh, follow Peabody. That's our white rabbit. That's how we get out.
Oh, we can get out?
Getting out is an illusion. Once you're in, you can only go deeper into the illusion until the point that you think that you're outside, but you're in fact inside.
I'll think I'm outside.
Which will be enough. And with that, I think we can safely stop reading or associating with any of this because I'm already going to lose a lot of sleep tonight. Next up is...
Can we just read poems to Peabody all night?
No, we can... We're going to read Martin alone because we're all going to feel alone after this.
So which Martin is this? Is this Martin Mull? Is this Martin Prince?
Oh, this is the Martin from Luther. Elder Scrolls 4.
Oh, this
Jr.
again.
This is Martin Septim.
Oh, this again.
Oh,
wait, didn't we already read this?
No, there are four entries in this storyline, David.
Oh, God.
This is a continuation of that Oblivion fanfic.
This is such a good storyline. I love it.
We need something to cleanse the palate. Something to bring people back from
Can we read something good? Isn't there any Legends of the Hidden Temple fanfic?
There is no Legends of the Hidden Temple fanfic.
Like the purple parrots find love in the shrine of the silver monkey or shit.
That's a porno.
David, write it.
I'm gonna go first. Martin alone. Martin shut the door to his room and sighed. Sigh. There was a time shortly after he'd arrived at Cloud Ruler Temple when he'd found the enormous Emperor's bedchamber oppressive, rife with hundreds of years of history and expectations. Now he was simply glad to have somewhere to escape to where no one could follow him, and he was assured total privacy. Well, except for the blade standing guard around the door, but he was getting good at pretending they weren't there. He felt exhausted and sick. Another long day with the Mysterium Zarzis, and the Daedric artifact wasn't magically making any more sense. Thank the Nine for Alex, is all he could say. His lover had been riding around the country, gathering people with skills he thought were missing in the Blades, and bringing them to serve him. There were now other mages and priests in the fortress, as well as Sindarion, the slightly insane Altmer alchemist that he'd met on his first night away from Kvatch. It meant that he didn't have to worry about keeping up the protective wards that stood between him and insanity, or a loss of his soul to the Maroons Dagon. A team of other mages surrounded him, leaving him free to occupy his mind solely with the translation. At the thought of Alex out there somewhere alone in Cyrodiil, Martin dropped to his knees in prayer. He didn't have enough concentration span to pray for as long as he usually liked to, but he asked the gods to keep everyone he cared about safe, to protect everyone who was facing the forces of evil, and for the strength for them all to keep going. He knew the Akatosh loved him and blessed him regardless of whether he spent 5 minutes or 5 hours a day in prayer, but he liked to talk to his god for the peace of it. Fuck. That was a good monologue going too. For the peace it usually brought him. Today, though, his head was filled with Daedric horrors from a particularly alarming piece of the book, pcorp.com. And there was only one thing likely to relax him enough for sleep. Oh, I see where this is going. Martin undressed hurriedly and blew out all but one of the candles lighting the room. Slipping between the sheets, he rolled around for a few moments trying to get the bed warm, or at least the patch of it immediately underneath his body. Then he closed his eyes, running well-practiced hands down his torso. Picturing his partner in his mind's eye, he reached between his legs. Tiara started at a soft cry from the Emperor's bedchamber. Varys put his hand on her arm. "Should we investigate that?" she asked him, looking rather concerned.
No.
Barris shook his head at the new Blade recruit, smiling to make it clear that he wasn't criticizing her.
One of the things you learn pretty quickly as the Emperor's bodyguard is what sort of noises are worrying. That was pleasure.
Huh. His fellow Red Guard blushed as deeply as her dark skin would allow. Barris looked, thought, all the spittle, all the P-Corp froth is coming forth.
Cleanse your body.
Give it a half hour or so and you'll be frothed out.
I do feel like I need a body and mind detox after reading that. Like there's some foreign entity, some alien element to my body that I just can't get rid of.
It's the verbal equivalent of a master cleanse. So it actually is going to help with that cleansing procedure.
P-Corp is love. P-Corp is life.
Just let it in. Just let it in. That's all I need you to do.
Clenching my sphincter as tight as it can go now, Cap. Barris thought it looked awfully fetching on her. His own skin was a similar shade of brown, but he was sure he'd never looked that fine. Of all the waifs and strays that Alex had brought back to Cloud Ruler Temple to serve Martin, Tierra was by far the most attractive. She had left Kvatch, saying there was nothing left for her there, desperate to fight against the evil that had destroyed her hometown. Ice?
I'm going to try to read with an Icelandic accent, see if I can do that.
Go for it.
She was also a damned good soldier.
It sounds more German than Icelandic right now.
Fierce in battle, determined to protect her emperor and fellow bloods, while dealing as much damage to the enemy as possible. Honestly, every single one of Alex's recruits had proven worth their weight in gold. Even the mages, usually unruly, argumentative, and ill-disciplined, at the best of times, were sensible and helpful.
I'm just waiting for you for him to break into year to year to four, three to four.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Are you challenging his authenticity? He's literally from Iceland.
I'm literally Iceland, Matt. Barris wasn't sure whether the boy had a talent for picking personnel, was very good at persuasion, or could somehow see into people's heart. And it wasn't sure how to find out. And he wasn't sure how to find out. Very much excuse me. The other thing he didn't know and was much more anxious to discover was whether Tierra had lost anyone special in the fall of the city. If she had, he would need to proceed much more slowly than if not, give her space to grieve her lover as well as the town itself. Well, worry about that later. For the moment, he had more blade wisdom to impart. You have learned to give the Emperor an illusion of privacy when you're standing right outside his door. Pretend you don't know what he is doing. It's not like ripping your friends in the next bunk when he jerks off too loudly, like we all do. Sex and prayer, they're the only private time a poor sod needs. Okay, I'm dropping back to just English.
That's absolutely fine. Good. You done good, sir. Yeah, and you made me go back to those days of WW1.5.
Tierra nodded, and Martin would be horrified if he knew how much we could hear out here.
I can hear every single friction particle between skin on skin.
Rolling around in the bed is not the best way to get it warm. Just lie still, you fucker. Talos, yes. You know what? You want to hear what it's like when he's got Alex in there with him. The two of them together, even when they're obviously trying to be quiet, some of the other fellows are so embarrassed they won't even take the shifts. Barris grinned. It's weird for me anyway, because I knew him before. This was the first Barris had heard about her life in Kvatch, and he was burning to hear more. What was he like back then? Not that different. He was more self-confident now, but it's strange. I keep thinking about him being heir to the throne.
He's
being
slipping amazing. Into Scottish. Somebody get him a couple of cc's of Tabasco sauce. Stat!
Being amazed at what he could see before. I mean, he always had this sort of leadership potential. Go on. This was interesting. Well, he was sort of person that asked to do something, and you'd do it, simply because it seemed like the right thing to do. I used to think it was because he's shown with the blessing of his god, but now I'm starting to wonder. Tierra trailed off into introspection. Barris wanted to keep her talking. I'm sure you're right! He gets frustrated at us using titles instead of his name, but I can't call him Martin. He thinks it's because we Blades are obsessed with having an emperor to protect. But there's more to that. More to it than that. When I look at him, I swear I can see Akatosh looking back, and I don't have the words to tell him. The only person who really gets it is Alex. Honestly, Alex is the biggest surprise in all of this. I always thought that Martin was basically asexual.
Oh boy, I can't wait to read this.
Nobody tell him what page we're on.
I wonder if it could be the one that Steve left off on.
I read in between Steve and you. Thanks for not noticing.
It didn't have a lover back in Kvatch. Barris knew he was pumping her for information, but he was too fascinated not to. The opportunity to find out more about his new liege lord was oddly compelling. The man had appeared from somewhere, fucking not somewhere. The man had appeared from nowhere and was shrouded in mystery. There were entire topics not to be discussed in all capital letters, such as how exactly Martin is able to read the Daedric script of the Mysterium Zarxes, and what he did after he left his parents' farm, before he was a priest. Some of the Blades were placing bets on his having worshipped one of the Daedric princes, but Barris thought the idea was ridiculous. He was so clearly possessed by the dragon god.
No, nobody, female or male. I swear half of the women in the city were in love with him, but he didn't even, he never even noticed.
Were you one of them? Tierra laughed, tossing her arms, or long cornrows, over her shoulder. Tossing her arms.
Like Kermit the Frog.
Close.
Probably. That's all irrelevant now. How about you? Do you have a lover?
Me? Barris blinked. Not right now. I prefer women. And there haven't been too many of them around.
What are you planning after you get off duty?
Oh god, what did I come back rich, to?
Golden, seductive. I had been planning to go straight to bed. He shuffled his feet a little, uncertain of what she was getting at.
Sounds perfect.
She smiled broadly and a little suggestively.
Wait a minute, are you making Barris sound like Kronk?
Trying to, but not doing too great at it.
It's actually sort of getting Jamala. I was getting real.
Yes, Jamala. It is getting close to Jamala.
Who's Jamala?
Oh,
that's awkward.
That's fucking DM, man.
That's awkward as hell.
That's fucking DM as shit.
Hold up.
You're gonna have to say three hail caps if you're gonna make up for that.
Yeah, that's basically that's a cardinal sin in the Nerdy Show Bible.
My patience here, dog.
Oh. Oh.
He still doesn't get it.
No, I got it. Hillcap, mother of nerd, hallowed be thy name.
That's right. Keep it coming.
Hillcap, mother of nerd, hallowed be thy name.
One more time, baby.
Hillcap, mother of nerd, hallowed be thy name.
I accept. As you were.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to post a Craigslist ad for my libido.
Have you seen it? Please give it back. Okay.
It's very tiny.
You guys, I'm hard.
All right. Now is Barris's turn to blush. He wasn't sure why.
I'm not sure why.
Haven't you seen enough anime to know what's happening here?
The guy was just plotting to, like, how am I going to get with her? And she's like, let me just straight up get with you. And he's like, what's happening? I don't
fucking know. He's like, my boner is so confused right now.
Let me put it easy for you. I would like your penis in my koosh hole.
Was that a officially licensed product for koosh balls? Or is it like a storage case or something? What is that?
I'd smoke out of one of those every day.
Jesus.
Wasn't this proposition exactly what he wanted?
No! Yes, it was!
Being so quite up front with him. Tierra giggled.
Oh, Barris, you forget that I've been a soldier for years. We have to take our comfort where we can and when we can. For tomorrow, we might all be dead. I've lost enough people that I've cared about recently. I don't want to lose any more. And I certainly don't want to lose you before I've shown you how I feel.
Let me remind you that my species now mates like praying mantises.
You're not really attached to that head of yours, are you?
It's crazy good pussy.
Of course. And I know you don't like to stray too far from him.
I'll be at the bottom of the staircase, listening out from there. Yell if you need me.
Ah!
She chasséed down the stairs, which should have been impossible considering her heavy blades armor, stopping halfway down to blow him a kiss. Damn her. Now he was going to be distracted by improper thoughts and a feeling of being trapped under his steel plate from Bonerland, if you know what I mean.
Yeah!
Fryman!
Yo, Fryman! You check out this, this emperor's bedroom? It's got a vibrating bed and everything! Yeah!
Wow. Look what I wrote on the calculator.
Boob! The emperor cried out again, and his bodyguard resigned himself to very uncomfortable few hours until the end of his shift.
That was gross, wasn't it, Bird?
My bird is right next to me.
No doubt regurgitating its food into your mouth. Well, your little baby bird.
A towel.
Martin gave a long, shuddered breath as he touched himself. It had been too long. The past few nights, he'd been too exhausted to do anything other than crawl into bed, even though he'd then woken up multiple times in the night, screaming and thrashing about from dreams only half remembered. He wasn't sure if the septum gift of prophecy was truly a gift or a curse, since he could no longer tell the difference between ordinary anxiety-induced dreams and dreams of things that were fated to happen. Only the night before, he'd seen Alex mixing up bottle after bottle of poison, then drinking them all. It had taken both his bodyguards to calm him and reassure him that Alex wasn't too good an alchemist to do that by accident, and there was no reason he could be trying to kill himself. It was preposterous. He felt nauseated from the memory.
He felt nuanced.
Oh, jolly good. Time for a drinky poo. And needed something joyful to replace it. Oh, he sucked his fingers of his right hand into his mouth. Sometimes he'd jerk off dry. Other times he used oil. But this time he really wanted to imagine his lover's mouth upon him. He ran his tongue along each finger and flicked between them. It didn't work as well as if someone else was doing it to him, but it was still a turn on. Come on! Don't knock until you've tried it, am I right? He spat on his palm and rubbed his thumb in it. Sure. Trying to get it as wet as possible. Then he stroked his thumb under his cock head around the ridge where it joined the shaft, hissing with pleasure like an open valve.
All right, you know what? This is the description's kind of confusing for me. Can somebody throw me a blueprint? Because this sounds like some sort of steampunk machine.
Playing with a steam junk.
I hate you.
I'll be here all night, Constable. What would Alex be doing to him? That's a fair question. Well, he'd pop between his parted legs, grinning down at him, brown eyes full of mischief. His wet tongue would circle the head just like that. Just like that, drawing the sensation out as Martin begged him for more. Until either Alex took pity and sucked the whole of his shaft into his mouth. Martin lost patience and forced his head down. Gulp. He didn't like to do that. It felt too non-consensual. And we all know Martin's a straight shooter, boys and girls. And his
very
time
clearly showed us that in the game. I mean, like, this is canonically just spot on.
Bethesda spends a lot of time on the detail of every single 3D model.
They virtually invented the cockswing engine. They left it out of the game, but they nailed it. In closed door meetings, they like to show it off. They're like, just here, we got a 5-minute presentation, just cockswinging. Notice
like
the bounce.
Like their shareholders
the
are at like the fucking big round table and whatnot. Like, we hear Bethesda feel that the highest integrity that we can offer a gamer is this, and then they just show the big old swinging dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, board of directors, high-stake investors, I am pleased to bring you our answer to Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball, the Cockswing Engine. Behold, by swinging the six-axis, Wiimote, or Xbox controller left and right, up and down, forwards and backwards, we have a full 360-degree immersive virtual reality engine for testicles and genitalia.
And then all the board of directors and the shareholders like, oh yeah, yeah, sure enough.
Yeah,
that's fucking brilliant.
They get the golf clap of two fingers on an open palm.
Rabble, 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 rabble.
I would like to double my donation.
This should go full Blazing Saddles. Harumph, harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of you. Give the governor harumph.
Harumph.
his time worshipping Sanguine had left him extremely uncomfortable with anything that reeked of dubious consent. Though he knew Alex didn't mind, he was never surprised, never choked, and his eyes flared with lust when it happened. Gods! The two things he was most grateful of in all this, sudden promotion, business, were both to do with his partner. Firstly, that the person sent to rescue him from Kvatch had been a man who liked men and cared for him enough to provide him with physical relief. He wouldn't have minded a woman who liked men either, but he would have felt even more guilty about sending her out on missions than he did about Alex. Maybe that was sexist. The Burton was so small that there was no reason why a female warrior or a mage couldn't have as much or more power and strength than he did. But he would worry about things gangs and physically strong men might try with a lone woman they saw as weak and unprotected. The second thing to be grateful for was that not only did Alex like men, he wasn't a virgin. He had plenty of experience and he knew his way around another man's body. Well, that meant that Martin only had to teach him the specific things he liked rather than everything to know about making love with males.com.
Great website.
What that Steve, boy did with his mouth.
In my search history, please look it up.
No! You do it yourself!
Daughter company of P Corp.
More like stepson. What that boy did with his mouth, divines! Ooh, plural. He would flick his tongue around Martin's cock, making it even wetter than it got by itself. He would lick the small hole in the top, devouring the fluids that leaked out. Oh. Like a hungry little pipe, sometimes coating his hands in them before stroking up and down Martin's shaft while still tonguing the head. He would swallow the whole of Martin's erection, suppressing his gag reflex, letting his lover thrust deeply into his throat. His fingers would gently stroke Martin's balls, massaging his perineum, and his lips grinned around his partner's cock. But no teeth! No teeth. Jesus Christ.
You're not barbarians.
Finally, this is Logan.
Martin's right hand hadn't stopped moving during his reverie, nor had his left, which was busy tweaking and tugging on his nipples, fingernails digging in and... Oh, Jesus, dude. All right.
Blood for the blood gods.
Hard, but now he found what he wanted more. It wasn't enough to think of Alex's mouth. He wanted to think about the boy's fingers parting his cheeks, teasing him as they trailed around his asshole until he pleaded for mercy. He wanted to be fucked, which was hard to achieve on his own, but he'd do the best he could. He rolled over, mounding up the many pillows on the bed to give him something to hug. They were cold, unlike his Brenton lover, who was always warm, burning with the ferocity of a fire mage. He put a towel on the bed, knowing that he needed it. Feeling faintly sorry for whoever did the laundry in Cloud Ruler Temple. Then, when he'd been a priest, he'd washed his own sheets, so never needed to feel guilty about cum splattered over the bed. He'd just seemed to hope the blades took it as a sign of virility, his eventual ability to siren air once his crisis was over. Then he reached for the bottle of oil that only ever left the bedside table to be refilled, coating a couple of fingers. Martin couldn't tease himself the way Alex could. He needed to come too badly, to reach orgasm so his body flooded with endorphins and he could finally relax. He knew, without even touching it, that his asshole was gaping open.
Gross!
That's not.
Hey, Martin, I'm gaping here. Fill me with something.
You got it, Martin. Here he comes.
Literally.
Jesus. Demanding penetration by something. One finger was barely enough. He was so horny. So a second quickly slid in. He gasped, twisting his wrist in an attempt to hit his own prostate. You're gonna have a hard time there, bud. While desperately humping the pillows on the bed, he wanted Alex so badly, the young man leaning over him, cocking his ass, lying on top with the full weight of his body pressing him into the mattress, skin-to-skin contact all the way down. He wanted the boy's finger on his nipples, or cupping and playing with his balls, teeth biting into his shoulder while he fucked Martin harder than he'd ever been fucked before.
Can you say fucked one more time?
Fucked.
All right, that is my text tone for the next week.
Be sure to text you a lot. Martin's breath came in sobs, three fingers in his arse now, the other hand providing friction for his cock.
Three fingers in the anus.
Balancing on a pile of pillows and biting one to try to muffle the sound of his excitement. He wanted, needed release.
No!
Martin threw his head back and howled as he came.
Just remember to say, no fangs.
Hot fluid spurting over his fingers.
Spurt, spurt, spurt. Spurt,
spurt, spurt. You put the spurty in the spurt.
And it takes the fur into the burr, and it's started.
He lay very still for a moment.
The Swedish chef was very parched.
Before slowly pulling his hand out of his ass. His wrist was sore, but he didn't care. Rolling onto his back, he tasted his own cum, imagining that he'd reached orgasm in Alex's mouth, and the mage was kissing him before swallowing.
Mwah.
Martin thought he'd known about all his kinks already, but that was a new one to him, thanks to his gorgeous, innovative, perverted lover. Gods, he could only hope that the Breton would be back soon, since the only thing better than sex was falling asleep with his arms and legs entangled around the boy, holding him tightly as a barrier against the nightmares. Martin wiped his hands and belly on the towel, then tossed it onto the floor so it could get crusty. As he blew out the last candle, he offered another prayer to Akatosh, this time for the safe and rapid return of his fiery lover. The gods...
Dear Dragon God, thanks for the hot man-on-man sex. I really appreciate it.
Sincerely, Martin Propane Septim.
The gods had given him Alex for his sanity, and he was damned if he'd let anything come between them. Though it had only been a few months, he loved his partner so much, so hard he could barely... Yeah, so hard...
No, you were about to say so much. Just pick a verb there. So waffled.
Yeah. Come back soon, love, he whispered into the darkness as sleep claimed him. I'm done!
I'm aware. I'm in my refractory period, you asshole.
I don't have one of those.
Yeah, he just starts and it keeps going.
Oh, well, fine then. I guess you'll be good reading our last story for tonight. The problem with eggnog, uncommon thoughts, and sharing a bed with Sirius Black.
What? Sirius Black. I'm sure he's a tender lover.
By Xylo Demon.
I'd swipe right.
Chapter 1. The problem with eggnog, uncommon thoughts, and sharing a bed.
Need permission.
We need permission. We can't follow along with a smut like this.
I need permission.
This is no way to be turned on.
Or getting on fan fiction, because seriously, they might disapprove.
And sharing a bed with Sirius Black.
I need permission.
You do not need permission.
We all need permission. Okay.
Why? Everything in here should be seen.
I need permission.
This is no way to live.
There. There's your goddamn permission.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
This hadn't been the plan. Not that Remus had planned it, of course. Planning was for the sort of person who, well, planned things, and Remus wasn't. Not things like this. He considered and he wanted, and he created ridiculous scenarios in his head he knew would never come to pass. Gesundheit.
Thank you.
At least he was almost certain they would never come to pass.
Is this also the one where someone shoves,
Watashi wa ri desu.
Oh, that's serious, Diska. He also dreamed occasionally the kind of vivid, heavy dreams that left him achy and sticky and spent. But he didn't plan, because planning implied a measure of hope, and quite frankly, Remus had never been one for hoping. Apparently, anything was possible, assuming the players involved had consumed enough eggnog. It had
question for everybody in the generalized thing. Has any of y'all ever had a fucking wet dream? Because I feel like I'm missing out on that.
No, I've never had a wet dream.
No, never had it once.
Had it once when I was a lot younger.
He's having one right now.
Shut up, Steve. You ain't.
I said he is.
This is my wet dream. Ugh, read that fanfic.
That is the worst wet dream ever.
Don't judge me. Don't judge me.
No, dude, I'm serious, man. There are way better wet dreams.
David, out there. David, this is the House of Fanfiction. We don't judge. We destroy.
I like how you had to hesitate on what you were going to quantify.
I was going to say demolish, and then I was going to say we denigrate, but I just settled on destroy. Getting back to the matter, it had been really good.
It had been good. Good old games.
It had been really good eggnog, rich, creamy, and light on the nutmeg.
I'll give you that rich, creamy nutmeg.
Lily had made it from scratch, using her mother's recipe and supplies she'd purchased in Hogsmeade, and James had added a large amount of expensive Muggle brandy. Remus could still taste it if he tried. He could also feel it, in the form of the dull throb slowly spreading behind his eyes. He blinked once, twice, ignoring both the sleepy sigh behind him and the arm curved around his waist. He'd had one too many, which meant the others had had more than that. Slowly, he remembered Peter slumped in the corner, his hand waving in slow circles as he opined on the current placement of Venus to no one in particular. He also remembered Elsie Witherspoon and Marlene McKinnon shrieking as they hurled bits of bald parchment at each other from behind overturned couches. This sounds like a sleepover party for the Amish, I'll be honest. And then James, leading Lily in a reeling waltz with a school tie wrapped around his head just before the drapes had caught fire. And Sirius. Oh, Sirius. Oi, Sirius! The door creaked open and Remus froze. His skin prickled at the sound of James's throaty, it's far too early burr. Remus, where had you lot get to?
I told you, not in here,
Peter said warily.
I already checked.
Sirius sighed again.
Sigh.
Resting his hand on Remus's hip as he shifted closer. Remus ignored this as well because he couldn't deal with it just now. He squinted at his bed hangings instead. The sliver of light pushing through the crack suggested it was morning. He heard slow, shuffling footsteps. I just blinked and lost my place.
Got him.
Then the impatient rattle of clothes and books being swept aside and the tired creak of the wardrobe's doors, a place in which Sirius occasionally slept, curled up as a dog. Sirius pressed closer still, his hand sliding up to Remus's chest. Remus rubbed at his face and tried not to breathe too loudly. Useless books, James grumbled over what sounded like the wardrobe being slammed closed. It's Christmas morning! I want to open my presents! The floor groaned as someone approached Remus's bed. Sirius will be brassed off if we start without him, but did you check the loo, Wormtail?
Twice,
Peter replied as Remus's bed hangings rustled threateningly. I'm telling you, they went for breakfast. Next up is Ice.
Okay, this is before the books.
Apparently like way fucking before the books.
I was going to say like all of these people are dead.
Yeah. It's either before the books or in heaven.
Ooh, let's imagine this is heaven.
No, this is not heaven. This is the farthest thing from heaven.
Just then, Larry Voldemort walked in.
hat sideways and collar popped.
James sighed. Breakfast was an hour ago. Kitchens are always open, Peter said thoughtfully. For us, anyway. All right, James said. Remus could hear him pulling at his hair. He could also hear Cyrus breathing, but that was another matter entirely. Let's try the common room again. If they're not there, well, I don't much care if Cyrus gets brassed off. I'm at least opening that sparkly box from my parents. The big one? Bloody huge in it! Sure, that it's potion kit I've been asking for. The footsteps resumed. Remus was pleased to note that they led away from his bed. I'll never know why you asked for a potion kit. To blow things off, of course. You coming? Yeah. Door creaked again, marking James and Peter's exit, and Remus sighed. That was one problem sorted, at least for now. All that remained was Remus' original and possibly larger problem. Sirius cock! Namely, the Sirius was in his bed. Sirius was in his bed, and it was quite possible that he was naked, judging by what Remus could see of Sirius's arm. The best Remus could hope for was that he's shirtless. The arm was naked, and if nothing else was. And Remus suspected Sirius's shirt was responsible for the uncomfortable lump that had worked itself underneath his knee. Okay. If Sirius was naked, that this was no longer a problem. It was an emergency, and Remus only had one viable option. Denial and misdirection. He would sneak out of bed before Sirius woke up, then shower, shave, and dress like he did on normal, ordinary days, and then stumble downstairs and smile as James opened that bloody huge box from his parents.
This is at least more well-written than Metroid High School.
When Sirius joined them, he would act like nothing strange or potentially mortifying had happened at all. And if, and only if, Sirius asked any question, Remus would simply say that he'd slept in Sirius's bed, because Sirius, who'd obviously been completely troll. I need help.
What?
The fuck is this word?
What word? I wasn't paying attention.
Trollit? God.
I'm looking for it.
You jerks.
I don't read ahead.
I don't read ahead.
Oh, trolleyed.
Let's read it all.
Trolleyed.
Who'd been completely trolleyed?
Or it might be trolled with an extra I.
I'm so confused. Right. Remus inched towards the edge of the bed, but Sirius, who was obstinate and contrary to by nature... Okay, dear God, I'm doing that again. Remus inched towards the edge of the bed, but Sirius, who was obstinate and contrary by nature, as well as bloody inconvenient, even while unconscious, inched right along with him, and his hand slipped from Remus's chest to smooth over Remus's belly, pausing just as his finger bumped against the edge of Remus's bed. He grunted sleepily, mumbling a few quick words in unintelligible language of those well and truly dead to the world, and pushed his face against the back of Remus's neck. All things considered, Remus was in a lot of trouble. James and Peter would be back up eventually, and Sirius was still in his bed, and he was still in his bed, which meant that he and Sirius were in bed together. My God, it makes sense now! And never mind that Sirius might be naked, there was also last night, which Remus didn't even want to think about.
Oh, but I do.
So have fun with that, sinners. I passed without any sex. Yeah.
Is there going to be sex? This seems like morning after stuff. Anyways, it's David's turn.
Oh, boy.
Calm down, David. This fanfic is not going anywhere.
I don't even want to think about this. This is not good.
Yes, this is very good.
MP3?
4. Please!
You shouldn't think about it, because no good could come from it. Best if you forgot the whole thing. Really, particularly the way Sirius had felt on top of him, and how he'd shivered when Sirius had laughed against his neck, or the way they kissed, soft and slow with the eggnog on their lips, then harder and faster with desperation on their tongues, or Sirius's hands warm determined as they pulled out Remus's clothes, or Sirius's cock sliding against his hip, or the smile that tugged in his mouth and Remus and caps and came hot and thick over Sirius's fingers.
Can you backtrack at least 10 words and read it an octave lower?
Who writes a fanfic about the morning after regret? Come on.
That Aspen came hot and thick over Sirius' fingers?
You couldn't even...
Sirius... You said 10 words, I went 10 words.
Yes, but Sirius' fingers, like, do your testicles smoosh together, like, by default when you see Sirius' fingers?
You were stoned?
Yeah, all the time. Of course, he wanted to think about it because he'd wanted that. Dash, dash, exactly that. Well, almost exactly. He could have done without the eggnog. Not just because his head ached and his tongue felt covered in wool. But as things stood, there had been eggnog. And things had happened. He shouldn't think about it. If he did, he'd have to admit that things happened. And because things had happened, Cirrus was in his bed and possibly naked.
Ah!
And that brought Remus back to his problem. Did James finally bang off then?
Yeah,
Remus replied thinly. He took a deep breath, but it didn't help. He said something about presents. Oh, wait. Whatever. Fuck it. Right. But a huge box, Cirrus stretched, a maneuver that only served to push his body against Remus. It made a weighted, bleary noise. Shouldn't have found attractive.
Patient skit, was it? Yeah. Brilliant.
Cirrus muttered. Mostly his neck. He'll
want to try for another fizzy solution. My eyebrows just grew back.
His lips brushed Remus's skin in soft flutters that made Remus shiver, and Remus quietly began to panic. To make matters worse, Sirius's hand came up to palm Remus's hip.
All right, eh?
Remus opened his mouth, but not much came out. On his second try, he managed to say something close to, It was the best he could do.
Honey, you got all twitchy,
Cirrus said. Remus didn't reply, and Cirrus sighed.
Bloody hell, it's cold.
Releasing Remus is long enough to give blankets a sharp tongue.
I don't know why, but this makes me just, is this what the British Parliament is like in reality?
One would assume.
100%, yeah. Both wigs. Long white wigs and robes, black robes.
Bloody hell, it's cold this morning.
Just sit there like, I am not even Robin.
I'm in for this, not an Robin.
To a Harry Potter.
Does it like an icy toe in the bum?
Is a Harry Potter.
People offended everybody in the United Kingdom.
Wait, you want to, I didn't catch that. What?
You mean not like an icy toe in your bum, Governor? Call blimey. Hey, what?
Oh, no. No. That's awful.
I'm dying. I am dead. Destroyer of worlds. Yep.
You've got class, Steve. His hand returned promptly, warm through the thin fabric of Remus's pants.
Why's it so cold? There's probably a drought,
Remus mumbled.
I never understood that,
Sirius complained. And unless Remus was imagining things, his thumb had just dipped under the hem of Remus's shirt.
Evans was telling me Muggles put rubber glazing. Double glazing, Sirius, double glazing.
Every character sounds the same.
Right, double glazing, that's what I said.
He huffed, and his thumb stilled on Remus's skin, pressing just slightly.
They got that for their windows. And what do we got?
Heating charms.
Well, all right. But those need renewing every 40 minutes. But they go soft.
Much like my penis right now. Cap!
Oh, God.
Remus sighed. This was now definitely an emergency, a right and proper emergency. Not only was Sirius still in his bed, but still probably naked. How scandalous. And he was awake, and his proximity and slow early morning voice had caused Remus's body to mutiny. Which made the whole thing even more mortifying than it had been 10 minutes ago.
We're done for, R2! I don't even know what we're doing at Hogwarts!
He really ought to move before this resulted in embarrassment all around, but he wasn't really sure if he could. Of course, the cranky, nasty part of his brain said he wasn't really trying because he didn't want to.
I hate magic almost as much as I hate space travel.
Oh, it also, he tricked me into going that way.
Suggested that he should just enjoy it while it lasted, and for his part, Remus couldn't help agreeing with him that on some level, and until Sirius had tightened the hand on his hip and pressed a bit closer, Sirius was hard.
We could go downstairs if you're cold,
Remus offered slowly. If he could just get them out of bed, everything would be fine. Maybe. Possibly. At the very least, he could escape to the loo, where he would have the peace and quiet and lack of Sirius required to regroup. Or wank. Or drown himself in the toilet.
There might be a fire downstairs.
Might be.
And, presence?
Yeah, a presence.
Well,
Remus asked quietly. He made what felt like a valiant attempt at moving, but it really amounted to several blinks and one or two flexed toes in the bum.
Shall we?
In a minute then, Sirius replied. His tongue couldn't have touched Remus's skin just behind the ear. It just couldn't have...
I don't know which character voice is which anymore, but I'm just going to go with...
Just plunge ahead.
I'm not all that cold. It's quite nice up here, really.
Sirius shifted his hips just slightly. His cock rubbed against Remus's ass, right? Remus closed his eyes.
Oh, yeah.
So what you get me for Christmas?
Remus swallowed the funny noise trying to escape the back of his throat, didn't he? I'm not, I didn't, though, undignified that noise would have been. I'm not telling.
Come on, Mooney.
Sirius murmured, rocking his hips again and then again, so slowly, almost carefully. I'm just going to open it anyway.
You really are just, quotation marks, Cap, please.
You'll have to wait, Remus said.
Drink.
It's like 19 drinks.
19 sips of tea. Here we go.
One, two,
Madam. Oh, where was I? Let's see here.
You'll have. I'm just gonna open it anyway. You'll have to wait.
Remus said tightly.
Waiting is rather the point of Christmas.
Sirius's hand dipped down to splay over Remus's belly, his thumbs coming to rest just below Remus's navel.
And we can just what? Well, you and I don't.
Kiss me,
Sirius said, mouthing softly at Remus's neck.
Last night he kissed me.
Wait, Sirius, is that Remus? Peter, help!
Remus went very, very still.
I did not.
Oh, yes, you did.
Sirius insisted.
When we went up the stairs, remember? I tripped over that horrid beast of a Gneasel McNinnon called as a pet, and you caught me. Then you put me up against the wall, and then you gave me cat AIDS, thank you.
Cat AIDS.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He added, his tongue tracing the curve of Remus's ear.
You kiss me.
He pushed his cock against Remus's ass with a long, slow roll of his hips, and Remus bit back a moan.
It was too quick, and you tried to run after, but I caught you at the door and kissed you properly, Governor. God blimey, what a delightful read.
Logan.
Time for a Merry Christmas wank for me.
Outstanding.
I don't,
Oh, poppycock.
You're on page 6.
No, I know where I am. I'm just sort of, stunned, and I don't know that I can ever, you know, amount to something like that.
Oh, piss posh. Piss posh, my dear.
Don't be such a prude and just read the story.
Mr. Potter!
That was an odd series of noises.
Clear those jowls.
Oh, you remember that girl?
No, more coherent. Less rug munching.
No, Robert.
I wouldn't be able to understand what is being said in the story.
Next friend doesn't care. Of course, Remus requires remember.
It sounds like you have a mouth full of dog kibble, and you don't want to swallow, but you're not allowed to spit it out.
Let me get down this dog kibble. The door against his back, and Sirius's tongue sliding into his mouth as they both fumbled for the latch. Then Sirius's hand in his hair, and more kisses, their noses bumping as they stumbled over the books and clothes, and littering the path to Remus's bed. I remember! Sirius huffed and caught Remus's earlobe between his teeth.
You're not sorry, are you?
No, Remus said, and in spite of the cranky, nasty part of his brain, which was now telling him in epic scope and detail why this was a bad idea, he arched back and let his ass press against Sirius's cock. I just thought, well, you know, the eggnog.
I didn't care about that much.
You nearly fell off the stage.
I was sabotaged,
Sirius said, his fingers stealing past the waistbands of Remus's pants.
It was dark, and McCain familiar tried to kill me.
And before that, when you and James were singing that song about frog bellies, Remus asked, you had Peter's shoes on your hands, and you went right over Lily's favorite armchair?
Oh, that,
Sirius said, his breath hitching slightly as Remus rocked back against him again.
All part of the show.
Sirius slid his lips over Remus's jaw, his tongue dragging across Remus's skin, and Remus arched back again, turning his head until their mouths met. The awkward angle made it unspeakably clumsy, and Remus wanted to roll until he was facing Sirius, until he could kiss Sirius properly. But Sirius's hand had finally sneaked inside his pants, and he didn't want to lose the hard press of Sirius's cock against his ass. Sirius gasped, his hip. Just one hip.
Yes, the other one was gone from 62.
His hip snapping forward as he curled his fingers around Remus's cock, and Remus moaned. Sound Sirius caught with his mouth.
I'm wanted. Been wanted.
Sirius said, with his mouth against Remus's cheek.
But you never. You're always home. I just wasn't sure.
Remus's hips jerked, torn between thrusting into Sirius's hand and pushing back against Sirius's cock.
I thought that drunk. The eggnog.
No.
Sirius hissed, his teeth grazing Remus's skin.
No.
Oh. Oh. There's not that many O's, or really any, except for...
I read slowly.
Don't judge him.
Sirius sped his hand, his wrist twitching...
Twisting.
Twisting, as his fingers slid up Remus's cock. And Remus... Stilled? Yeah, stilled. Unable to do much more than let Sirius grind against him. The bed creaked, dipping each time Sirius moved, and Remus turned for a kiss, his tongue darting out as he licked and sucked at Sirius's mouth. Oh, Lord. Sirius moaned, a long, low noise that caught in his throat, a shudder running through his body as his cock bulged against Remus's arse. He pushed Remus back against pillows, kissing him long and hard as his hand worked Remus's cock. And Remus followed, his breath hitching and his hands catching in Sirius's hair.
Hi, y'all, I'm Paladine. Today we're going to be needing some Remus cock, and for that you're going to need 4 quarts of butter and 1 sassy British man.
Happy Christmas!
Sirius whispered.
Merry Christmas to everyone!
Moving forward, I will end us this evening.
Yes, end it. End it swiftly.
Remus snorted softly.
I'm still not telling you what I got you. You'll just have to wait until you open it.
I suppose we should go downstairs.
Sirius said, brushing his lips over Remus.
James has probably gone spare.
Another kiss, soft and warm and slow. Remus reached for the bed hangings as Sirius pulled away and found himself looking at James's amused and slightly pink face. Right, he'd forgotten about that problem.
Peter, you said you'd check the beds,
James said sternly.
Well, I thought I did,
Peter replied, his eyes ticking between Remus and Sirius.
I guess I forgot.
James,
Sirius said slowly as he removed his hand from Remus's pants. Remus was suddenly very glad for the blanket, even if it was now hot and sticky and in desperate need of a wash.
How long have you been standing there?
We just got here. We got here just in time for the grand finale.
James said brightly.
When you were done moaning and such, Sirius said you should go downstairs before I went spare. Then you made some wet girly noises. Kissing, I wager.
Bloody wankers.
Never mind the bollocks. Well, what else would it have been?
Peter asked warily. James made a gesture that was terribly crude, even for him. Peter tried to respond, but only managed a startled sputter of the well and truly gobsmacked. And Remus covered his face in an attempt to hide the heat crawling across his skin. After a short, tight silence, Sirius snickered into Remus's shoulder. Eventually, Peter recovered. Long enough to join in, and then James, to Remus's horror, tugged the hangings all the way open and perched on the edge of the bed.
Go on, then, he said with a grin. Was it last night or this morning? Does it matter?
Remus asked from behind his hands.
Of course it does, James insisted. I said before Christmas, and Peter said after. If it was last night, Peter owes me a galleon.
Remus dropped his hands and favored James with a filthy glare.
You bet?
James nodded thoughtfully.
Last year, actually. Easter holds it first. Peter said before and I said after. When the term ended and you still hadn't sorted yourselves out, we declared a forfeit.
Laughing, he ruffled Remus's fringe.
We decided to try it again this year after I caught Sirius watching you wank in the shower.
Ooh, saucy.
I was not watching, Otacon.
Sirius insisted, hurling a pillow in James's general direction.
He was already at it when I walked in and...
Leave it out, James said cheerfully. So tell me, last night or this morning?
Remus sighed. It was last night, but it was after midnight, so technically you owe Peter.
Balls.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Now do us a favor and bugger off so I can find my pants.
Sirius said, pointing sharply at the door.
I have presents downstairs.
Don't bother, Peter said. James already opened them all. I got bored waiting,
James said. At Sirius's enraged sputter.
It's your own fault really leaving me so you can get off. Moody got you a book on. Well, I'm not sure exactly, because I didn't really look at it. And he also got you a...
His sudden silence, marked by spots of color blooming on his cheeks.
He got you a...
Well, what is it?
One of those oversized dog collars, you know, with the metal bits on them?
James said, his hand creeping towards his neck.
I thought it was funny earlier, but this...
He flapped a hand between Remus and Sirius.
This just makes it dirty.
Remus smiled. He supposed it did at wah, that. Wah. Oh man, I'll do Homestar next week. I had too much fun doing the worst British accent ever. Those were three things that we read. I think we spread the gamut today.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks as usual to our regular hosts and our special guests, Ice and Cap. You were amazing.
Why, thank you.
Thank you to everybody in the chat. Temsu, Mana, Sean, VileKitty, Wolfboy, 1988.
Shout out to Wolfie and Sean.
Yes, yes. The avid stream team watchers. Y'alls are friggin' awesome. And yes, don't be sorry. It was the worst British accent. I'm aware of this, but that's part of the appeal.
No. They come here for top literature and classical reading.
Oh, I do say, Sirius, would you please stick your hand on my cock?
Get your toe out of my bum.
And with that, I think we're going to call it an evening. Beware the yellow rectangles.
Check your cars.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Deforestation by Thunder Thoen, and Castlemania 2010 by Ben Briggs. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.